Well, this weekend, of course, sees the Formula One racing come to Singapore. If, of course, we can see a let up in this haze, which is really blanketing the city, as you mentioned in your news, Ed. I'm joined here in the Singapore studio by Mahil Kapadia, Managing Director, F1 Business, Tata Communications. I want to start with the haze, Mahil, because it doesn't really seem like there's any let up, this air quality index in the unhealthy area. What does that mean in terms of how you're going to try and broadcast this race globally?
Yeah, morning, Juliet, and thanks for having me here. The good part is that all of those services, we pretty much run under the sea, so through submarine cable networks. So while the haze will have the impact, and hopefully it clears by the weekend, for getting those services out of Singapore, reaching it to millions of fans globally, it should not be an issue.
But in terms of what we're actually going to be able to see on screen, I understand the cabling aspect underneath, but cameras, et cetera, are going to be blanketed by the haze.
Yeah, hopefully, given that it'll be at much lower heights where the cars are, hopefully it should be okay.
Yeah, I suppose if you have lower position cameras, it's not so much of an issue. And actually part of that is the immersive experience for fans. How does that actually relate to people who are there versus people watching on television versus others?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think as more and more technology is now becoming available in sports, right, clearly that's where experiences for, I would say, four different kinds of audiences. Fans who are at the racetrack, fans who are at home watching it on television, fans who are on the move. And then for a lot of people, using micro-snackable experiences through the day. So I think for all those different technologies that we bring into play, whether it is through OTT, whether it is through, you know, what you can do with data on the go, it should be a good experience.
So in a sense, we have seen watching habits change substantially from just sitting in front of a TV at home. As you mentioned, there's a lot of digital experiences too. Talk us about some of these and I guess what you're providing at Tata Communications.
Yeah, so at Tata Communications, what we attempt to do is through our digital infrastructure services, we try and bring a combination of what we can do through connectivity, through cloud, through security, through IoT to bring alive fine experiences. And if you think of it, user behavior is changing substantially, right? So more and more, we not necessarily sitting in front of a screen watching it for 90 minutes or for 2 hours, right? We want to consume different camera angles. We want to consume different strategies that are evolving, especially in a sport like F1, where, you know, how you're going to decide your pit stop or how you're going to decide your overtake. All of those are actually now getting done through a lot of data being processed back into the factories of the racing teams, as well as the production facilities that someone like Formula One has.
So is this all live, or is there a sort of VR aspects that fans will be able to enjoy, say, days and weeks in the future?
Yeah, so I think in future, VR could be one element, but I personally believe that augmented reality might actually have a better play than even virtual reality. And I say so mainly because if you look at it, VR still needs additional hardware, additional headsets, etc. Whereas augmented reality, you could do just with your phone. Which means that there are less entry barriers to it.
What about the support that you're actually giving in the pit or on the ground in terms of some of the engineers that are helping the likes of Lewis Hamilton on the road?
Yeah, that's fantastic, right? Because as Lewis is driving and as a lot of data, so if you know, each car has about 150 to 200 sensors, and they are generating like 2,000 data points on the go. Teams have a restriction in terms of the number of people they can take to the racetrack. So there is actually a much larger team back at the factory which is analyzing this data in real time. And they are then able to evolve strategies and actually talk into Lewis Hamilton live and tell him what next he could actually do potentially in terms of strategy.
So for your own internal strategy, do you have your servers close at hand, or are the servers back in India or in London? How do you position that?
Yeah, so what we do is we run one of the world's largest submarine cable networks, and then we have our servers and our data centers spread across the world. So a lot of action actually happens remotely. And fundamentally, if you see, because F1 every 2 weeks goes to some other location, we have to figure out ways by which we can do a lot of this remotely. So there is infrastructure in India, there's infrastructure in UK, there's infrastructure here in Singapore as well. all of that comes into play for the weekend.
And talk us about some of the plans that you have for the future in terms of trying to stay ahead of what viewers are looking for.
Yeah, I think fundamentally we need to be consciously aware that the viewer has a lot of choice now, right? So the more we're able to curate experiences for the viewer, because otherwise it's very easy to switch to something else, right? So I would feel a lot of personalization that can happen for viewers, and giving them a choice of how they want to experience something is the way to go.
All right. Well,
oh, that's the most important question that Juliet didn't even ask you. I can't believe that. Who's it going to be, Sebastian Vettel or Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis Hamilton all the way. I'm biased.